Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Hello, everybody. It's Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland and the AI Awards. And we are speaking just after the AI Awards. And we're very, very happy to welcome onto the podcast today is Luca Marcuzzotta. And Luca is the founder of Gemmo AI. And you may have got to know Luca from this year winning the best application of AI in sustainability for their application, which we're actually going to delve into today. And if you don't know much about Gemmo AI, they are a bespoke AI agency in Dublin, Ireland. Luca, thank you very much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us, Mark. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Before we jump into your application, tell us what it is to be a bespoke AI agency. You know, you're very purposeful being in Dublin, Ireland. You could be anywhere in the world, I'm sure. With that accent and my poor pronunciation of your surname, I'm guessing you're from Italy. Just wanted to clarify that, and apologies if you're not.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. I'm from Northern Italy. I'm from a town called Genova. So what does it mean to do a bespoke AI? Listen, despite all the claims, there's still a lot of people that are struggling with AI. And what we do at Gemmo is to focus on the hardest AI problems. While there is a long tail of problems that can be solved with off-the-shelf solutions, you might have heard about, you know, Google Azure and Amazon bringing their own AI suite to the market. So there are still a lot of problems that cannot be addressed with those off-the-shelf tools. So that's where we kick in, and we, you know, we provide bespoke solutions.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. So I was watching an interesting presentation from the Gartner Symposium, and it actually said that only 4% of companies are ready or AI ready. So another way you could say that is 96% of companies aren't AI ready. So there's a significant amount of people that actually need support, depending on what type of problems you're looking to try to help solve. So this year's application for AI and sustainability, and you know, everybody is really bought into this award because, you know, it was a new award that we had this year, and Dublin City Council were the sponsors of us. We've all got skin in the game in terms of climate. We all want, like healthcare, we all want to live in an environment that's better, cleaner, do things more efficiently. And there's a variety of different ways to do that. But sometimes those things don't actually have impact. Tell us about your application and what inspired you for that.
Look, our application focuses on a very specific type of pollution, which is noise pollution. Which is kind of the big pink elephant in the corner, if you know what I mean, because a lot of people focus on air quality, but fewer people talk about noise and the impact on health. What I didn't know, before jumping into this exciting new project, is that the impact on health from noise is actually huge. It has been proven and measured that, for instance, if you're living in a place like, for instance, Île-de-France, which is, the urban environment in around Paris, you have three times the highest chance to get cardiovascular issues. Again, if you're living beside an airport, it has been estimated in a recent study that the consequences in terms of chronic sleep deprivation are massive, and they even calculated that a medium-sized airport like Brussels, for instance, or Dublin, causes damages related to health that were valued at 1.3 billion every year. So this is, if you think about it, it's absolutely massive, and a lot of people, are impacted. Very few people are talking about it.
Yeah, and as we kind of get older and we start to take more interest in our health, and you've got a family, you're going to be considerate of that as well. The environment plays such an important role in the life that we live, in terms of adding additional stress or not, and even just simple things as having a clean desk area or just kind of having kind of an opportunity to just go for a walk and getting 5 minutes away from screen time. These little things can make such a difference. But when you talk about noise, it's just the noise is all around us, and it can be considerable. If from a even basic level, if you ever had neighbors who are kind of building close around to you, or kind of you're on your commute into the office, you could see the impact it has on the whole environment as well. So how do you kind of go about defining this problem in terms of impact and the coming up with a solution, or trying to put a act as a technology enabler using AI? How does that process even start?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here, Mark. Thanks for asking this question. So first of all, I feel like silence is a commodity. It's a little bit like electricity. When you lose it, you understand how valuable it is, especially at nighttime. If you, for instance, are on the path of the third runway in Dublin, and all of a sudden you can't sleep anymore. I mean, you can't sleep, you can't work. As simple as that. If you have children, they can't sleep. I mean, everybody knows the consequences of that. They can be massive. That's number one. The second thing that is that noise and sound. You cannot improve what you cannot measure effectively. That's the first step, and that's where Jamo has developed a solution. Is the measuring bit, which at the moment is kind of flawed in the sense that it's inaccurate, is expensive, largely manual. So there is a problem related to scalability. And AI has an answer for all these different issues.
So when you're actually looking to kind of get like case studies and put it into action and finding like a test bed to do that, how do you even go about doing something like this?
Well, I as an entrepreneur, I've been trained to focus on early adopters, and in this case, early adopters are the heavy polluters. And there's abundance of heavy polluters when it comes to noise. Think about airports. Think about onshore renewables, so wind farms. Think about building sites. So all these people have to produce noise to operate, to stay in business, right? Because an airport, a silent airport. It's not a great news for airlines, right? So how do you help them manage, this problem that is intrinsic, that is built into their business model? So we certainly started there, with the heavy polluters, to answer your question.
And then do you go and explain to them about the research that you're looking to try to do, or how you want to try to kind of provide a solution to the customer in terms of the wider population? Or is it the case of you're doing this, intentionally or non-intentionally, this is the impact? We mentioned the 1.3 billion, and you gave the vivid example that silence being a commodity, because I think one of the things is when you figure out when you've got kids, you quickly see what sleep deprivation is like, and you just never get over it. So I can only imagine if you've got that noise when you're trying to sleep, for example, or you're trying to actually relax, and it can be so frustrating. How do you go and engage with those stakeholders, and how do you kind of get them involved and part of the journey?
So first of all, Mark, there is an whole ecosystem and market around noise, built around noise, and there are at least three main, segments of related to, I mean, the value chain, the noise mitigation value chain. The first one comes with the hardware manufacturers, so essentially the guys, like for instance, Sonitus here in Ireland, great guys, who are making microphones or sound level meters, it is called. The system that essentially records the amount of noise and quantifies it. Okay, then there is a second group of people that we would call them, let's say, acoustic consultants, or companies that are bringing to market their expertise to take this hardware, to take these microphones, place them in strategic places, and then measure in an appropriate way the noise produced. And then there are the polluters, like for instance airports, like for instance building companies that need to prove to the regulators that are respecting the law, and that they need those reports, those noise measures, in order to stay in business. How do we go after it? Look, there is a whole value chain that needs to be plugged into the AI value proposition and to AI. So for each one of these three segments, AI can bring value.
And tell us about some of the findings that you had, and how did you keep track of these findings over a period of time?
Well, just to give you a number, in Europe, we estimated that acoustic consultants still spend about 350,000 hours listening to sound samples. Okay. And here I'm talking about people, you know, highly skilled people that are listening with their headphones to thousands of hours of recordings to solve a very specific problem, which is called noise attribution. In other words, what they need to do is to understand what is the noise source. Is it the plane landing in Dublin, or is a truck passing by the microphone? Believe it or not, Mark, all these tasks, all these recognition tasks, if you wish, are still carried out manually. So what we can do at Gemmo is to automate this process. Instead of, you know, using a human, we put an AI algorithm that recognizes these noise sources and label these events, these noise events, with the correct tag. Is this an air? Is this an aircraft? Is this a truck? Is this a something else?
Just jumping into the weeds there a little bit, Luca. So is that a person with an acoustic listening in to that noise and device and kind of measuring it to say, you know, there's 10 buses that go by here every 3 hours, for example, or there's 500 flights that go on that runway every couple of hours, whatever it might be? Are you then just documenting that? And I'm guessing different plane sizes, different styles of, I don't know, like entry and takeoff, and then also how the bus drivers or truck drivers are commuting, or the style of kind of fuel consumption. There's probably so many different variables you need to actually add in within that for it to take into consideration.
Yeah, exactly. So this is called noise source identification. It's a problem that, you know, you need to solve, because once you have to create a report and understand where the noise comes from, where are the decibels coming from, you need to make sure that, you know, you're measuring the right source of noise. And that's where, you know, the AI can be used in order to automate something that needs to be done. It's done manually and it costs a fortune.
So tell us a little bit about the result findings. And were they surprising to you, the people that, and stakeholders and everyone that you were engaging with? What did we learn?
So we learned several things, and, you know, it really depends, you know, on the type of use case that we're looking for. So for instance, commercial aviation, we discovered that there are sensors with 20-30% error. So essentially 20-30% of noise is wrongly attributed. Okay, I cannot mention the specific site because it's still confidential, but, you know, this is huge. 30% error is big, especially on a problem that, you know, has billions of euros of damages and consequences. So we need to fix that, and we need to fix this as soon as possible, especially in aviation. But, you know, there's a second very interesting use case, which is about onshore renewables. And I don't know, I didn't know that, you know, the problem of noise of wind turbines originates when certain weather conditions are kicking in. So for instance, if there is a lot of wind, these wind farms are making even more noise, okay? And their power needs to be curtailed, which means that they have to be slowed down, otherwise you wake up everybody. So this process is still suboptimal in the sense that it is done manually again. So these kind of regulations and these kind of setups can be automated using AI. And I think this is, you know, this is fascinating, first of all. And secondly, it can lead to, you know, great optimization and great value generation, especially for, you know, wind farmers.
It's crazy to think that if there's a bit of a storm and you've got these wind turbines going, it's up to a dedicated person or team to ensure that you're dialing up or dialing down. It kind of feels like that kind of Wizard of Oz in the background, right? In terms of this kind of moving things along manually. So, and a 30% difference isn't like just a random error margin, that is substantial. And I'm sure maybe even higher, depending on more case studies that you actually do and you go to work about. So when you're going to educate people and give them a bit of an understanding, what do you lead with? Because you also feel that this is enough of a challenge and an issue that you've now got some new kind of exciting announcements on the back of it.
Look, it's all about finding the pain and then relate the pain to the solution. This is, what I've learned in more than 10 years of, AI development. A lot of people don't know that they have a problem. I think those are not the right candidates for an AI solution. AI is expensive. AI, and you might be surprised about me telling this, but AI does not work really as we think software works. Like if you take software like Zoom, for instance, we're using Zoom. I mean, the accuracy, the failure rate is close to zero. Failure rate of an AI is, if you're lucky, 10%. So you might say that traditional software works. AI does not work because 10% is too high. So when you are trying to, convince somebody that doesn't have a pain, and I mean a substantial pain, to use something that is very expensive, it does not really work, and it takes ages to develop, you're kind of already, out the door. And that's why, to answer your question, we focus on those early adopters that have a very significant pain. And for instance, now aviation, is projected to essentially double in the next 10 years. They have a big pain and problem, and that's noise. So that's where we're starting.
Yeah, and then you also have to add in the little factor of security. So as well as AI not having going from research then into production, once you're in production, that's where the challenge starts to maintain it and actually watch for drift and then recalibrate it and all these different challenges. And then you've got security issues that have to be maintained and managed. So it is a very, very difficult thing to do. And even with the companies that are doing significant research, very high margin of those don't actually opt to go into production. They actually step back and say, we'll buy off the shelf or take a different option because it is very, very challenging to do. So people do need that guidance, even if there is that open source availability and accessibility, because you do not want that AI experience to be inconsistent for your customer, because one thing we've learned is that customers actually prefer a consistently poor experience than one that's up 1 minute, down the next. They actually want to know what they're going to expect and what they're going to get. Two, and Luca, tell us the name of this new company and new venture that you're working through.
It's called Riso AI, and this is a spin out of Jamo. Essentially, what we are bringing to market with Riso AI is a software as a service tool that automates noise impact reporting. And this is a not bespoke AI. This is a fully fledged software as a service product.
So I'm guessing your customers would probably have like a dashboard where they'd have maybe their significant issues or challenges that they're working through, and then maybe you would have like the visuals to kind of keep them track of where they're at compared to some of their target metrics. Would that be how it would work through? So you're kind of maybe kind of adding is as a regular technology product, but you're actually being able to have the benefits of AI, but more seen as that kind of technology standard software approach.
Yeah, there are three steps, and three steps that lead from data acquisition to reporting, and we automate these three steps, with AI and with software. Essentially, what our users do typically is they upload audio samples, so they're just files with recordings of audio or the of noise. So what the software does in the second step is to break down these noise events into chunks, and then for each one of them, we are labeling them. So we're telling this is a truck, this is a is an airplane, and the final step is the reporting. The report is generated automatically with an LLM, and then before sending it, the user has still the option to edit, tweak it, add things. But we have recorded a 77% decrease in time to reports, simply because, you know, we are doing all the steps in behalf of our user in a very automated fashion.
I don't know, don't think there's many people out there that wouldn't want to save 77% of their time in a task. So I can only imagine what that turns into from a weekly or monthly or yearly savings across a team, which is really, really exciting. Luca Marcosotti, Gemmo AI founder, thank you very much for your time today sharing about your application.
Thank you, Mark.
Really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI more effectively and ethically.